Scott McCowan's work has brought images of Stratford citizens from across the world stage, and now to bookstores near and far. McCowan, a Stratford resident, has recently released two new books published by Firefly Books. Light Revealed and How I Draw. Scott McCowan's sketchbooks are being commemorated with a book launch at Fanfare Books in the downtown. These books represent different approaches and sides to McCowan's art, he told Stratford Today. Light Revealed compiles his professional career and signature style using a scratchboard and knife to engrave white lines into the black board, while How I Draw shows how he draws traditionally, using black ink on white paper. It's exactly 180 degrees the opposite, he explained. You're drawing highlights, as opposed to rendering shadows. Light Revealed compiles highlights of his professional career as an artist. How I Draw is a more intimate look at his private drawings and process. McCowan said it is a coincidence that the two are coming out together. Light Revealed was supposed to be published earlier, though was pushed back due to the pandemic, when most bookstores were shutting down or going into lockdown. Now, he is excited to finally share both works together. One of the illustrations from Light Revealed, which may be recognizable for Stratford locals. Contributed photo. Light Revealed. McCowan is primarily known for his work designing theater posters, in which he depicts the essence of the play in his signature engraved style. He carves fine lines in scratchboard, digitally scans them, and colorizes the image. Over his career, he has also designed book covers and even a run of covers for a Marvel Comics series written by Neil Gaiman. Many Stratford citizens may recognize themselves or prominent locals in McCowan's work. As an illustrator, he uses models to pose and often calls upon friends and neighbors in the area. Local student Evie O'Toole is one example. Whenever he is drawing a young woman, he gives O'Toole a call and asks her to model for him. That's how it came to be that O'Toole became the face of Carrie for a new dramatic production and Elphaba's granddaughter for the covers of the new Gregory Maguire Wicked follow-ups. She just turned 16, McCowan laughed. And it's like, okay, whatever. But for her mother, she read all those in her book club 20 years ago. So for her mother, this is unbelievably cool. He noted that O'Toole is more than thrilled to model for Maguire's main character. But her mother has an even deeper connection to those books. Light Revealed shows a breadth of work that spans multiple collaborations. He has theater posters, book covers, essays, and anecdotes within its pages. One professional highlight depicted in the book is the drawings he did for novelist Jane Urquhart's A Number of Things. Urquhart's book tells the story of Canada through 50 objects. Rather than taking a photo of the objects, she commissioned McCowan, a friend, to draw the objects in his signature style. As part of this project, he got to see monumental artifacts in Canada's history. He even got to hold Lester B. Pearson's Nobel Peace Prize. Light Revealed is a follow-up to the 2009 book A Fine Line, Scratchboard Illustrations, which is now out of print. Those with the first volume should rest assured, McCowan said. Light Revealed has new illustrations and projects in its contents. How I Draw. When asked to do a how-to book for Firefly, McCowan was initially resistant. Writing a book on his processes and how he draws was the compromise. While Light Revealed is his professional side, that does not mean that How I Draw is any less impressive. Spanning a lifetime of traveling and drawing, How I Draw depicts illustrations from around the world. Locals may even be able to recognize local corners next to illustrations from New York, Montreal, and the like. A local spot depicted in How I Draw. Contributed photo. Like Light Revealed, How I Draw also has ties to the pandemic. McCowan often attends life drawing classes in town, but due to the lockdown, the classes weren't being offered. He transitioned into online classes and was exposed to a wide community of illustrators and artists. This is much more casual drawing, McCowan said. Hopefully it will be useful for somebody who loves to draw. What's next? McCowan continues his illustration and design work through the design studio Punch and Judy, which he runs with his wife Charstina Padubuke, a set and costume designer who works with the Stratford Festival. One of the best parts of his job, McCowan said, is the excitement. At this stage in his career, he works on projects which intrigue him in some way and gets to work on some fantastic, world-class projects. McCowan is excited about continuing his work with Maguire in the Wicked Universe and is working on illustrations for a new copy of Lud in the Mist, a 1926 fantasy novel by Hope Merlies. The book launch is at Fanfare Books on 92 Ontario Street at 1 p.m. on Saturday. McCowan will be there with copies of Light Revealed and How I Draw.